بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of Islam works, and today I want to talk to you about one of the most powerful methodologies that Islam teaches us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us through his own sunnah, and that is the methodology of consultative decision making, which we call shura or mashwara. Now, what is it and why is it important? Let's go to why it is important in the first place. Mashwara or shura is the method whereby you take into confidence everyone who is involved and everyone who is concerned in a particular decision. All the concerned parties, you take them into confidence, you share, you do a thought share with them, and then you come to a conclusion. Now, why is that important? Because that is the only way of ensuring that you actually have the commitment of all the people involved, and that what you are planning to do is not just the output or not just the result of one person, one person's effort, but it is a collective, there is a collective aspect to that. Now, again, why is that important? Because that's how you build teams. That's how you get commitment of everyone who is involved in the process. And from the Islamic point of view, this was the method by which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam built the ummah. He built this brotherhood of faith, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all of you are equal. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, and accept that the one who is the best is the one who is the most pious. So, taking people into confidence and not simply having a person or one or two people decide on everybody else's behalf is a way of showing your respect for people. It's a way of showing the fact that you appreciate people, that you you value their thoughts, you value their contribution, you value their feelings, what they like and what they don't like, and so on and so forth. And you're willing to take some trouble to understand that and to try to come to decisions which suit everybody, right? So this is something which is very important in terms of building teams and in terms of keeping the hearts of people together. My way or the highway, walk with me or get out of the way. I mean, all of these things which most of them come out of corporate America, if I may say so, are really dictatorial ways of behavior, and they only result in soured relationships, and definitely in losing out on the benefit of working together as a team. It's not simply enough to say we are a team and we are a family and whatnot. Family is a particularly bad analogy to give, but it's not enough to say we are a team. Teamwork means to work in a certain way, and as far as decision making is concerned, consultative decision making is the way to do that, and that is what we mean by the shura or mashwara. Now, how is it done? There are several ways. The standard way, which most people think it is that everyone must necessarily agree on a decision. Now, the only problem, I mean, that's a good enough way. It's a perfectly good way if you can do it. But the problem with that way is that a lot of times, if not most of the time, and especially in contentious issues, especially in issues which are, which may be a bit controversial or may have some tensions involved in them, to get everybody to come to an agreement on a decision can be extremely difficult. It can be extremely slow, can take a long time, and at the end of it may never happen. So it is, as I said, I'm not against it. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying that it's not necessarily the best way, and it's not something that that is the most efficient in terms of results. So what to do? Several other ways. One way is, and this is the most commonly practiced way, Islamically speaking and from the seerah, which is that there is a designated amir, there is a designated leader of the team, who is called the amir, is called the Faisal. And what he or she does is that they take the opinion of all the team members. And this is not just a sham, it's not just for show, right? It's not that the Amir has already made up their mind and they're just asking people to talk and then they eventually will still do what they want. No, the genuine seeking of opinions. So the Amir will say, well, let's listen to everybody. So people will express their opinions and then the decision itself is left to the Amir. So the Amir will then consider all the opinions that they heard. And then they will come to a conclusion. And that conclusion is, or decision is then supported by all the team members without reservation. And that's very important. It is very destructive in teamwork. If people give an opinion, and then if the decision is different from their opinion, then they withdraw their support and they say, well, you know, nobody listened to me. That is like what the Munafiqeen did in Uhud, for example, right? Salul, Ubay bin Salul, he took away his people and went away. And that was his thing, saying, you know, Rasulullah SAW didn't listen to me. So we don't want to behave like the Munafiqeen. So the thing is that as far as the decision making is concerned, so we take the Amir takes the opinion of all the people concerned and comes to a conclusion. Another version of this is that the Amir is not the same designated person all the time, but the Amir may change depending on the nature of the decision. So, for example, if the decision is of a financial nature or of tax implications or something, then the person with that competence will be the Amir for that meeting, even though there may be a formal president or a formal Amir for the team. But for that meeting, that person, that formal Amir would not be the decision maker. The decision maker would be the person with the technical knowledge which is needed. Now, looking at giving opinions, the Islamic methodology is, and the Islamic principle is, that if the Amir asks you for your opinion, then you do two things. Number one is, you give an opinion which is best for the collective, which is best for everyone, even if you don't like that situation yourself. For example, if people say, what time do you think we should begin? Now, you might not like to wake up early in the morning. You might not like to be, you might not be an early morning person, but you know that if you start in the morning early, then you can get a lot of work done before the day gets hot, especially if you're looking at doing something in the outdoors. So you say, well, you know, let's start at 7 a.m., even though I may not find that convenient, because I'm saying something which is best for the community, which is best for the collective. So that's the first thing, which is express an opinion which is good for everybody. Don't express an opinion based on your own personal likes and dislikes. The second thing is, having given the opinion, then we must make istighfar and we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us, because we are expressing whatever is in our hearts, whatever we understood. We don't necessarily know the truth. We don't necessarily know what is best, because this is our failing as human beings. There's only that much knowledge we have. So it's very important also to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having expressed an opinion. Now, if you did not get asked, usual thing is, if I didn't get asked, then I will feel resentful about it. I will grumble about it. I will say, they're not asking me, and so on. But in Islam, we are taught that if you are not asked, then you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you say, Alhamdulillah, there was no khair in this, wallah alam. Maybe there was nothing useful or beneficial that I could have said, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose for me to be asked. So I have been spared that. Or maybe I would have said something which was really would not have been beneficial, may have been harmful, because again, I don't know. It's not as if I would have done it deliberately, but the harm would probably have resulted from this. So therefore, I was saved from that, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I am asked my opinion, I give an opinion which is best for everybody, and I make istighfar. And if I'm not asked for an opinion, I do not feel bad, I do not feel resentful, I actually feel thankful and I say, Alhamdulillah. Now think about this and say, how do we do our decision making? Taking people into confidence, taking everybody's view, but having the Amir, having the team leader take a decision, and everybody supports that decision. We don't grumble about it, we don't sabotage it. And then if you ask for an opinion, you give the opinion which is best for everyone, and you make istighfar and you ask Allah's pardon for any mistake that you may have made in your thinking. And if you're not asked for an opinion, you don't feel resentful, you don't feel bad, you say, Alhamdulillah, I was saved from potentially causing some damage. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn and benefit from the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to practice Islam, because Islam works. JazakAllahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.